second U.S. landfall hours away. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The reformed hurricane projected to come ashore about midday, just to the northeast of Charleston, South Carolina, at Category 1 strength, not nearly as powerful as its Wednesday's landfall in Florida, but still dangerous.
Forecasters warn parts of the state could see dangerous storm surge, torrential rain, and tropical storm force winds up to 60 miles per hour. The National Weather Service forecaster said if Ian remains a hurricane when it comes to South Carolina, it will be the first one to make landfall in the state in 6 years.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Florida. Search and rescue missions continue.
There have been more than 700 confirmed rescues, and there's likely many more than that that will be confirmed as more data comes in. People have been rescued from places like Fort Myers, Fort Myers Beach, Sanibel, Marco Island, as well as the barrier islands in Charlotte County.
Governor Ron DeSantis, the number of fatalities from the storm has reportedly reached double digits. Stunning devastation in the southwest part of the state.
Towns like Punta Gorda here are very famous for their communities of prefabricated or modular homes or mobile homes, and they don't hold up well in severe weather. There are a number of homes without their roofs, practically every other one in some cases. Those roofs are not necessarily far away. They're just not on top of the homes. They're twisted up in piles on front yards or in driveways or wherever they came to rest. Across some of these roadways, there are communities under construction, partially built homes, where the roof rafters are now in splinters.
Fox's Evan Brown in Punta Gorda. House of Representatives Friday will vote on a stopgap spending bill to keep the government operating after the fiscal year expires at midnight. The Senate passed it yesterday. Wall Street back in the red Thursday. The Dow down 458 points. NASDAQ lost 314. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There are now six states challenging the legality of President Biden's order to cancel student loan debt.
Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge leads the challenge to the White House plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student debt. She says President Biden has crossed the line.
The Department of Education is required under the law to collect the balance due to these loans. President Biden does not have the authority to override that.
The president said in his August announcement that it fulfills a campaign promise. Rutledge claims the president is illegally invoking the HEROES Act, using the pandemic as a national emergency to justify financial relief, when in a recent interview, the president declared the pandemic over. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Former executives and directors of Pacific Gas and Electric have agreed to pay $117 million to settle a lawsuit over devastating 2017 and 2018 California wildfires sparked by the utility's equipment. The lawsuit claimed the defendants neglected their duty to ensure the utility's equipment wouldn't kill people. In Alabama, inmates are refusing to do their prison jobs.
Thousands of Alabama inmate prisoners are refusing to work in prison kitchens, laundry rooms, and other facilities. Many are upset about lockup living conditions for the state's 20,000 prisoners. They're also demanding sentencing reform. The Department of Corrections has now cut down on meal service. Prisoners are only getting 2 bag meals a day as opposed to 3. Activists say it's retaliation for the strike, but prison officials say the reduced rations are a result of a prison labor shortage due to the inmates' refusal to work. Tom Graham, Fox News.
South Korea, U.S., and Japanese warships have launched their first anti-submarine drill in 5 years after North Korea renewed its ballistic missile tests with a submarine-launched missile last week. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.